Episode 3031, Every Temptation is an Invitation.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're ready to give your heart over to Christ today. I know life is a little bit challenging, and it's also fun all at the same time. You've probably been busy. There's just beautiful weather happening where we are right now, and we've had a full weekend. The house has been full. My daughter had a white coat ceremony, and so it's really been a celebration. There's nothing better than a time of celebration, but even when things are going well, every temptation is an invitation. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Temptation is something every human being faces in their day-to-day life. Regardless of what might lead you astray, every temptation is an invitation to depend on God. This Bible verse, James chapter 1, verse 12, is very powerful. So I want you to listen to it, and I want you to open up your heart, and then I want you to open up your mind, and I want you to freeze your thoughts that you might think of as you're hearing me read this. I don't want you to interject anything in it. I want you to hear God's word to you. Blessed is the one who endures temptation because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. That is a powerful scripture. Blessed is the one who endures temptation. So why are you complaining? Seriously. Are you ready to endure what the world is going to put in front of you? So you can stand the test, pass it, and let God still lead. You know, temptation can come in many forms, such as the temptation to cheat on a test, to steal something, or even to lie. It can even be something where you're, oh, can I just shave off this little bit of time? Can I figure out a way to jump over these hurdles so I don't have to go through all of this? While temptation can be seen as a negative force in your life, it can also be an invitation to grow in faith and character. Temptation has a way of inviting you closer to God. Every time you are presented with temptation, you have the opportunity to grow stronger spiritually by relying on God's strength and grace to overcome it. You can be an overcomer every single day, because when you resist the temptation, you become better equipped to handle similar situations that may arise in the future. You're gaining wisdom. Walk with the wise and become wise. Every temptation is an invitation to depend on God. So in a sense, each temptation, right, turns into this invitation, which you have to accept or reject, to become a more virtuous person and to develop the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As a believer, as a Christian, you are not promised an easy life free of temptation, free of trials and tribulations. However, you can take comfort in knowing that your struggles are not in vain. In fact, when you endure temptation and stand the test, you are promised a crown of life by the Lord. Remember always wanting to be picked, chosen when you were young? Oh, please, I hope they pick me. I hope they pick me. You go on in life and you want to be on the varsity team. You want to be on that cheerleading team, that dance team. And later on in life, you're like, I want that boy to choose me. I want that boss to choose me. I want my neighbor to choose me. I want my sister to choose me. We want that crown. We want that glory part. But unfortunately, we have roads of temptations in front of us. And sometimes we think that's the easiest thing to go down because that temptation is, if you just do this, then you can have this. And in a way, you're just cheating yourself out on life. You don't have to say yes to temptation, but you can say yes to the invitation, which changes your trajectory. When you endure temptation and stand the test, you are promised a crown of life by God. The trials you face today are but a small price to pay for the eternal reward and blessings that awaits you. So don't fear temptation. Instead, see it as an invitation to grow stronger in your faith and in your character. We need to be more Christ-like. If we were to look at life through the eyes of a child, you know how that could change the world. Every time you overcome temptation, you become better equipped to handle future challenges with confidence. When was the last time you felt confident in a decision that you needed to make, in a choice that was right there? But you hesitated, and that hesitation led you down all these different roads. Some of them were roundabouts. And then all of a sudden, you're back to the position of, now what do I do? Embrace every temptation with faith in God's strength and grace, for it is through Him that we can overcome all things. My prayer for you, my friend, may your temptations in life not strike your heart cold and freeze your momentum. Lean into God's strength and grace by walking in faith, knowing that He goes before you. Nothing is impossible with God. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.